Okay, we're in Drosh HaSaran, Drosh HaChamishi, and in the Mosad Rav Kooks, we're on page Resh Aleph. So we left off talking about the importance of protecting your heart, because it leads to the mind and your actions. So, Hinei Nisbayrim Kein Shemachshavos Alev Hin Shor Shavodah V'Ameri. So we've explained that the thoughts of the heart are the source of Avodas Hashem and rebellion against Hashem, Chas Shalom. V'pneiza Amar Mikol Mishmar Nitzar Libecha. This was the pasuk we talked about last time, that you should be very careful to guard your heart. Ki lihi pa'alios ha'nefashios asher shorshan v'yesodan ha'lev. Because your mood, the mental status you're in, so the shorish of those parts of you are in the heart, and that's a mavo gadol, but vekas Hashem is berach v'akur v'elev, and that's a big opening to closeness to Hashem and connecting to God. Gam ba'osin hi'palos asher in v'hem mitzvah lo aveira. Even those statuses or those moods or character traits that are not specifically mitzvahs. Kesimcha v'ha'itzavon, like being happy or sad, there's no mitzvah not to be sad. You won't find an isra in the Torah to be sad. However, it's one of the most important things to not be sad, and a big mitzvah, and a very important thing to be besimcha. Again, even though there's no official mitzvah despite the song, there is no official mitzvah to be besimcha, but it's a very important thing to get someone to avodas Hashem. Shrei Amruzal, Mizmor LeDavid, Sha'amar Shira V'achkach Shartz Alev Ruach Kodesh. Because in order to get nevuah, David sang a song, he sang Shira, and then the Shekhinah rested on him. L'lamedcha to teach you, Shei nevuah Shora, Lo Mitoch Atzlos, V'lo Mitoch Yitzavon, that nevuah does not rest from laziness, or from depression or sadness, ela mitoch dvar simcha, rather from happiness. Shenemer v'atak chuli menagen v'yakin agen ha-menagen v'tiyelav v'ruch Hashem. And so for nevuah, they asked someone to play music, and then when they would play music and they'd be in a happy mood, so then the ruach Hashem would come on them. So in other words, he's trying to prove from here that in order to get close to God, you also have to be in a good status. Your heart has to be in the right mode, and then you can connect to Hashem. The greatest connection a person could have to Hashem is the Shekhinah. So that your heart has to be prepared for that. The reason is because to have the Shekhinah rest on you and to get Nevuah, so you need a portion of the body, which is the power of imagination, the power to imagine things. V'zakoach is chazik biyos adam pogesh hadavar shiyos elav v'yer avlo. So this strength is enhanced when a person has a connection to someone, something that he's happy with and interested in. So that will expand his koach of imagination. So this idea that a person needs to be in a happy state of mind to connect to Hashem, again, chazal tells means the simchas shel mitzvah, but it means in the right, holy, lofty, happy state of mind. That's the way a person can connect to God. We don't mean the happiness of telling a good joke, obviously. We mean true happiness, and in that status, a person can connect to the Shekhinah. I mean, Pneza Yusar Safik Gadol. So this takes away a big question. V'hu, and that is, Ech Yirtz Hashem Yisberach Shiyah Yitzchak Mevarech Es Yaakov V'hu Lo Hayyudei Ashayi Yaakov. Why would Hashem, and we've discussed this before in other Drushim, why would Hashem want it that Yitzchak should give the brachos to Yaakov in the famous story with the Yaakov stealing the brachos from Esav? In that story, why did Hashem want it that Yitzchak should give the bracha to Yaakov without knowing that it's Yaakov? Doesn't that hinder the bracha? Aval ha-yosav reshu Esav, but that Hashem wanted rather that Yitzchak should think it's Esav. Ki me'yosh lo nigra b'zayini na'brachos k'me'osh b'yarno. So, even though it doesn't hurt the actual bracha itself, like we explained, that may be a mistake indeed to say like he's going to explain, I'm not sure. But either way, even though that doesn't hurt the bracha itself, mikol makom ha-yainin yoser na'os she'yede Yitzchak b'varchas Yaakov mi'hayim b'varch. It still would have been better that Yitzchak should know who he's blessing. Certainly should enhance things. V'od, ki nimshcha mizeh eva v'sinas olam. And besides, it would have been the nice thing that Yitzchak should know who he's giving a bracha to. Also, this whole story caused so much hatred. Esav hates us forever. Because Esav now thinks that Yaakov stole his bracha. If Yitzchak would have just gotten the nevuah that said, Yitzchak, don't bless Esav, bless Yaakov, everything would have gone down real smooth. So why didn't Hashem tell Yitzchak, you should give the bechorah to Yaakov, you should bench Yaakov, he's the right guy? Why did Hashem want him to think that it was Esav? The tshuva b'zeh, the answer to this is, Shemavur hu b'pasuk, ki Yitzchak hay oiv es Esav. It's clear in the psukim that Yitzchak liked Esav. He loved Esav, he liked him better. Bein safik shlo yemakir ma'isav harayim. Obviously, it's clear that Yitzchak did not know Esav's actions. He didn't know that Esav was a Rasha. K'mo sheyodieno rabbeinu zal, like Chazal tell us, remember, I think Rashi brings that Esav used to ask Yaakov, oh, how do you take ma'isav from salt? From other things that didn't require you to take Meiser. He would ask him all these kinds of questions to make Yitzchak think he was a big tzaddik, but really he was just a trick. If Hashem would have given Yaakov in the Nevuah to please best Yaakov, not Esav, in such a fake she is atziv b'zeh. So, of course, Yitzchak would have been very saddened by this. Even if Hashem had said, because Yaakov is a tzaddik, that also would have made him say it about Esav. So then Yitzchak's sadness at finding out his son was a Rasha, Esav, would have certainly dampened his spirits, and his ability to get Nevuah would have been hampered, or the quality of the Nevuah would have been hampered. Therefore Hashem wanted Yitzchak to think that this was Esav, who he loved, so this way he would get the full level of Nevuah, and the bracha would come through in all its power, which is a really fascinating thing, that this had to happen that way. Hashem had to make it that Esav thought it was Esav, and this allowed him to reach greater spiritual heights, even though it was a mistake, but the Ruchnius was able to happen, and he was able to have the greatest bracha for Yaakov. And that's what Yitzchak said to Esav. Go, Esav, make for me food like I like, and bring it for me, and I'll eat it, so I can bless you. That's what Yitzchak wanted. He wanted to be his heart, his soul should expand, I mean, should be happy, and he would get Nevuah. And that's why Hashem wanted Yitzchak to think it was Yaakov, so that he would have the greatest happiness and give the greatest bracha. Okay, then Tikshav Atomer, if you're going to ask now a question and say, Im Kain, if so, Eich Toel HaBrach LeYaakov. Okay, if you just explained to me, that's great, that it's important that Yitzchak be in the right mood, but he didn't mean to bless Yaakov, so how does the bracha work at all if he said, if he meant one person and ended up being someone else? How does that work? Why did Yitzchak say to Esav, "Hein gvir samti v'lacha v'es kol echav nasati lo avadim l'cha eifo ma'asebeni"? Why, when Esav complained, did Yitzchak say, "Look, it's too late. I already gave him a bracha"? V'ech sam a gvir? How is it that Yitzchak already his bracha worked and he became a gvir? Achareishu niskavin l'aseis hakol Esav. Yitzchak was davening that Esav should get these things. So how do you have a tefillah that goes backwards like that? We say in the Gemara that in the Dharam that if a person's wife makes a vow and he thinks that it was his daughter, or Nadra Bito Vasavar Shanadra Ishto, so both of these people, the young daughter, who's let's say exactly 12 before she becomes a Bogeris. And or either way, a young daughter and a wife, so the husband can annul their vows. But if he doesn't know whose vow he's annulling, he annuls the wrong one. So the Gemara says, "Reza yachzer v'yater." He has to do it again. It didn't work. Kedvarim shiomru liish echad becheskas acher, because something you say to one person, meaning someone else, lo yiri l'klum, they don't work at all. Kivin shekin, and since that's true. By the way, this was the sixth parsha, very nice. Therefore, so why does Yitzchak say, so therefore, why does Yitzchak say, what am I going to do for you, my son? And Esav, why'd he say, oh, what, dad, you only have one bracha? Esav should have said, that bracha gave was zero. It's a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake, so it doesn't work. It won't help. Tanali, give it to me. So why didn't Esav complain stronger and say, that whole bracha you gave was a zero, it didn't count because you didn't mean to give it to Yitzchak, so just give it to me. You didn't mean to give it to Yaakov, so just give it to me. That's the question. V'atshuva b'zeh, the answer is, ki ha-navi eino poel b'nevua klal mitzad b'chiris atzma. The reason is, answer is that this, again, we discussed this in a previous drush, but we're going with what it says here in this drush, that a navi, it does not add on his own. It's not his own words, it's not his own idea. When Yitzchak was giving the brachos, it was a nevuah. And a navi doesn't invent his own stuff, it's whatever Hashem put in his mouth. The navi is not adding to the bracha here, or a navi doesn't add to a nevuah with his own bechira, b'nevuah, lo b'nyanav, lo b'milosei. He doesn't add to the idea that was given over to him in nevuah, and he doesn't add any words. All the navi is just like a kli, like Hashem sends the words down through the navi, as if kaviyachal, the navi is the vocal cords of Hashem, just a kli. Like when a glass or a mirror reflects, it reflects exactly what was put in there, nothing more, and has nothing to do with the glass, is bechira. So the Ruach Hashem comes to the Navi. I believe this is a bit of a chiddush, but he's saying that the Navi actually gets specific words to say. Not that the Navi chooses words based on the concept that he received. He's actually given the words to say. Humash Amar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Ruach Hashem Diber Bi Umiloso Al Lashoni, that the Ruach of Hashem spoke in me and his words are on my tongue. Amar Ki Adiber Ahu Yavuenu Baruch Hashem Yisbarach, that the actual words came from God, were part of the Nevuah. V'lo Kavanos Inyan Levan, not just the concept that David get from the Nevuah, but v'shehu yichadesh hamilos hanimshachos hakavana, and that David made words to explain the vision or the concept he saw in Nevuah. Aval gam hamilos hunchum eis Hashem alashono. Even the words itself were part of the Nevuah, exactly what words to say. Ein lo bahen bechira klal. The Navi has absolutely zero bechira in what he says over. Aval hu kli levadi, just a kli. Yerabah or hanavua, he sees the light of Navua, v'yishma'u mimeno milos hadibur haloki, and he also hears very specific words. V'zehaya inyin Yitzchak im Yaakov, and this was the inyin with Yitzchak and Yaakov. Kiloha Yitzchak nosin habrachos mitzad atzmo, because if Yitzchak was giving the brachos on his own accord, in suffix lo yu'idu lo Yaakov binyin zeh, so of course this would not have helped at all. If Yitzchak's brachos to Yaakov were based on Yitzchak's personal tefillah, so then they would not have worked at all. And then Esav could have said, well, that was nothing, you just thought you were talking to the wrong person. But this was different. This was done b'nevuah. Nevuah is different. Nevuah is just using you. But it's not because of you, the Navi's own brains, and it doesn't matter who you think you're talking to. Yitzchak was just a kli, a vessel, for the words of God. And his words and his thoughts are not his own at all. But it's just the words of God, like a person blowing a trumpet. The trumpet has no kavana. The trumpet just sends out the song that came into it. You know, blows out the air in the way it came in. But it's not like the trump has any brains involved. The same thing with Yitzchak. He's just like a trumpet, just saying what Hashem said. Therefore, the brachos do not lose any steam by the fact that Yitzchak didn't have in mind for Esav. The brachos are not happening, or there's no part of the brachos that were part of the fact that Yitzchak had kavana for them. Just the Ruach of Hashem comes to give a bracha to whoever Yitzchak had his hands on their head. And this is the same like in the natural world. Just like somebody who intends to plant wheat, and he happens to be holding barley in his hand, it's gonna, if you drop that seed in, it's gonna sprout barley. Despite whatever thoughts you had, it's still going to sprout forth whatever you put in. as if you had kavana for if, you know, if you meant to plant wheat and you had barley in your hand and you dropped barley, so it's going to sprout barley as if you had kavana for barley, because nobody cares less about your kavana. You're just a kli. Because this is not something that's in your control. So too, the Navi has no connection to his Nevuah personally. You're just the one to disseminate it. So that's why, if it came out, if Hashem's spirit spoke through Yitzchak under those circumstances, that means Hashem meant to bench Yaakov. It has nothing to do with what Yitzchak's intentions were. It's irrelevant what Yitzchak's intentions were. That's what the Ran is saying to explain this question in this drush. Vumash Amr Yitzchak Leisav, that's what Yitzchak says to Esav. Va'ochel mikol b'terem tavo v'abarcheu. Gam baruchiyah. So I ate, and he will be, I gave him a blessing, and he will be blessed. V'amr gam baruchiyah in pirusha shi'achzer v'keim abrach l'yakov. When Yitzchak said gam baruchiyah, he wasn't saying, and I'm glad I did it. Because then Esav would have been really upset if when he said Gam Baruch Yeh means, and he should also be blessed, I'm happy I did it. Then Esav would have gotten even more angry. And we don't find Esav complaining. And rather Yitzchak says, what should I do for you, my son? As if to say to him, it sounds like Yitzchak's trying to say, I would love to do what you said, my son Esav. And now that Yitzchak was so nervous about what happened, he was so afraid when he realized he blessed the wrong person. So then why would he say in the next phrase, next sentence, he will also be blessed? If he meant to say like, and I'm happy I did it, like, you know, he should also be blessed. Rather the parish, the explanation must be, I blessed him, shalom midaiti, unintentionally, I made a mistake. But still, Baruch Yeh, he will be blessed. Because the bracha really has nothing to do with me. He wasn't saying, I'm glad I did it. He was saying, it's just a fact. He is going to be blessed because it had nothing to do with me. It was based on the Ruach of Hashem that was on me. Therefore, whether I like it or not, Yaakov got blessed because that's what the Ruach that came with me had me do. So therefore, Yaakov will be blessed. It said, Gam Baruch Yeh, even though I was so upset about it, Klomer Mihu Zeh Asher Sibev Shavarcheo V'Shiyah Baruch Al Karchi. So, anyway, that's the point here, that the bracha will be chal, even if Yitzchak is very nervous and upset about who did it. So you see, there was no lack in the bracha at all by the fact that Yitzchak had in mind to bless Yaakov and not Esav. Esav and not Yaakov. But the bracha Yosef Shlem Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Misrachev Yosef Bazeh. But the bracha is more shalem if Yitzchak is in the right state of mind. So you see, Hashem wanted Yitzchak to be in the right state of mind so he'd get the full koach of the nevuah. But who he had in mind was absolutely irrelevant to it. And that's just a very interesting dichotomy. Anyway, next week, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in this idea. And if you look back in Drush HaSheni, that's where the Ran already spoke about these concepts, and you can look back there to see what he said over there. A little bit different than here.